Hello, my name is Xavier Mercado, and this is Spearhead Conversations. Today, I'm joined by a special guest, Mo City.
Man, how you doing? Thank you for having me, man.
Hey, hip-hop artist out of this city. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, just dropped an album. You know what I mean? Milwaukee, W.I.
You know what I mean? Man, I appreciate
it. But listening to the substance within the album, I'm listening to the album more than once. I could say that quality is very clear. Love the music. I reached out. He answered. So without further ado,
yeah, man.
How you doing, Mo?
I'm good, man. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. Just grinding out these interviews.
Man, you working, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying, how's everything looking with the album?
Man, everything's looking real good. I mean, it's kind of everything I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So now we just execute.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you got your own space, man.
I
got to say, I love it.
Thank you, man.
I love it, man. I'm working my way towards it, but definitely this is the type of space I would be all for.
Yeah, man. Just somewhere to be creative, be isolated for a little while.
Oh, you know. For sure, man. I mean, when you have a space like this, like to be able to just with other minds too,
yeah,
a collective that you say you're a part of, you know what I mean? Just all minds coming together, different ways to promote music, create music.
Yeah.
Ah, man. I love the couch, man.
Man, thank you, man. For
you
real.
You can find me on there writing a couple of
hey. You welcome anytime. Mi casa, su casa. You know what I mean? Like I was telling you, we came in.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I appreciate you agreeing to this interview, man. I've been seeing, like I said, I've listened to your work, and man, it is, yeah, man.
Man, thank you.
I got to give you your flowers on that, man.
I appreciate that, man. For real.
All right, well, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it.
Let's do it.
Where were you born?
I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
What area did you grow up in?
On the north side.
North side, what part?
Well, my mom stayed on the high, like Mill Road type thing, and my dad stayed on the low end.
Yeah.
So, like 11 Concordia, 12 in Atkinson type vibe.
Got you. How was childhood for you?
Great. I had fun.
Yeah.
We was outside all day, had to be in by the streetlights. You know how to go.
Yeah.
Playing cans, typical,
cans.
You know what I mean? So, I had a good childhood for real.
Ghost Graveyard, cans.
Yeah, man.
You name it, dog. Ah, man, the big wheels is back when we were kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
91.
Oh, dude, I'm 89. You're right there, bro.
You already know, man.
So you ready, though. We went through it all. But, I grew up on, I was born in the South Bronx.
Okay.
And then we moved here 6 months after I was born. And I've been here ever since. But we lived on the South Side, Greenfield, Beecher, the whole nine, Lincoln. We traveled across.
Yeah.
But I do remember childhood. And we were like that last generation of being outside.
Yep.
And it's like we didn't have the electronics. We didn't have none of that. We were always begging mine, dad, please let me go outside, ride bikes.
Yeah, and that was back when you can take like $3 to the store and get stuff.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean?
Man, I remember 25-cent maltas, man. Don't get me started, dog. You know,
so, yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the weirdest generations ever, right? Because we were the age before the internet, and then we got the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most kids grew up with the internet or didn't have it.
Yeah.
So we got to see kind of both sides. I think that was cool.
It's fire.
Yeah.
What's your earliest memory with music?
My dad was a rapper.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So since he rapped, I want to do everything he did. When he passed away, I just picked up the mantle and said, like, all right, we're going to keep it moving.
Sorry to hear that, by the way.
It's cool, you know. We good now.
Well, we gonna do this for your pops, man. He should be proud, bro.
Man, thank you for real.
He should be proud, man. You doing your thing, following in the footsteps,
yeah, man.
Who were musical influences? Now your dad obviously was one.
Yeah, I mean pretty much anything Midwest. I'm talking about we go from Kanye West to Common to Nelly to Eminem to whatever is going on in the Midwest. I mean I wasn't. Influenced by like the West and
in the East,
but in the Midwest we pretty much get everything. You know, you get the South, like
it's a mixture.
It's a mixture, so
mm-hmm.
literally everybody. But I would say Kanye West, Nelly.
Yeah,
you know,
you listen to Bone Thugs.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah, oh, for sure. Nah, man. Welcome to the crossroad.
And I'm gonna miss everybody.
And miss everybody.
Hey man, it was on that, man.
At what age did you start experimenting with music?
Just like everybody else that rap when they're a kid, when you changing words out in songs and you kind of making them whatever you want, like come with me. If you want a quarter pound of cheese, supersize my fries, can I get an apple pie? Nah, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
You caught me on that one. Crossover. Boom. Oh, man. Well, what other aliases have you gone by? Has it always been a Mo?
I mean, Mo City is pretty much what I've always been under. So, yeah. Okay. But everybody who know me, they call me Mo. They call me City. I respond to both. You call me Mo City, I'll be like, you don't really know me like that.
You don't know me like that.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm sticking to one.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to call you Mo. Now, I remember when I moved to New York after high school, I tried it for a little bit. Didn't last long. But, man, on the block, they call me Wisconsin. And then when I play basketball, they call me Milwaukee.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, you get that. That's one of them tough ones.
Man. Well, what inspired you to actually take music seriously?
So I didn't care about music for really, like, serious. But my dad and my dad passed. And my dad passed, it was my way of staying close to him.
Yeah.
Even to the point where, like, he was a rapper. And some of the people that recorded him, rap with him and all these things, they said, like, we get into these same pockets, same cadences.
Yeah.
We kind of say similar words the same way. Yeah. And it was like, oh, that's cool. I feel like you're still living through me.
Okay, got you.
So that was really what it was. I was like, it was like a therapy for me.
Got you.
Because I was struggling, and this helped a lot.
It's a coping mechanism. I tell you like this.
Yeah.
Music has seriously got me through, and just like you, you saying right now, hardest times of my life.
Man.
What was the first, do you remember the first song you wrote?
Oh, snap. Yeah. First real song I wrote probably had to be for my daughter. It was like, What Would I Do Without Harmony? I remember that being a hook. And it was on like my first ever mixtape that DJ Jerry did it, that I was terrible on. I was just terrible on this whole mixtape.
Yeah.
He did it still, so. But, I mean, yeah, that was probably one of the first songs I ever wrote. Because I got my baby, she was a baby then. Now she's 12.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Got you. Do you remember the first time you performed?
Oh, yeah, Timbuktu.
Timbuktu?
Timbuktu.
Okay. How was that? What were the emotions going through?
I sucked. That was terrible. I didn't know what I was doing at all. I performed somewhere everywhere. I remember like just sketchy stuff. Like we'll get a call from somebody in Ohio or somebody in Springfield, Missouri. And they'd be like, we want you to come out here and perform. I don't know nothing about nothing. I don't know nothing about Springfield, nothing about Missouri. We just driving out there. We get a rental. We just drive out there. We drive out there. We could have literally drove into a trap.
Yeah.
But it was a vibe. Everybody in there still messing with me to this day. You know, it was a good time.
That's nice. Well, walk me through your creative process.
So usually I kind of write from whatever I'm feeling at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times if I'm feeling sad, I'll just put on the beat and I just mumble. And I'll mumble and I'll mumble a hook. And once I get a hook, I'm like, all right, cool. The hard part done. Now we can get to rapping. Rapping, I always felt like rapping was easy to me. Hooks were always a little bit harder for me because, like, that's what gets people. That's the thing that really matters. The verses, whatever. But if you can make a good hook, you can go wherever you got
to
go.
Yeah, man. You know, back to performing. You got any pre-performing rituals you
do? Yeah.
What you usually do?
So, basically, I just put my AirPods in or whatever headphones, and I just listen to Tory Lanez Real Addresses.
Oh, my. Man. Can I just do this for you, man?
Man. I swear to God.
Don't sleep on Tory.
Man, that Real Addresses did something for me, man. I was like, but I always listen to that before I go on, whatever's big or small. I'm always nervous because I want to put on a good job for everybody that's in attendance. Because they could have did anything, but they came out here to see me.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know what I mean? So,
what were some barriers that you faced in the beginning of you really getting into your music?
Man, it was finding the right outlets to express myself. Because when I first started making music, it was like nobody opened the door for anything I had to do. So it was just like, I was just making music and putting it into like the ethos. It was just going out there and nobody was hearing it.
Okay.
But then after a while, we started doing a little bit more shows and people started paying attention and the name started spreading a little bit. And some doors started cracking open. And I just started kicking them down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was just hard because everything was kind of clicked up.
Gotcha.
And that my goal was whenever I get some kind of position in this thing, I'm just going to make sure it's easy, open door. You can come here. You can do what you got to do. You can work with me. It's never going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because I remember.
Definitely. Who have been mentors or guides for you throughout this journey?
Man, guides. Man, I really ain't had none.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish I did. I always say this, like, I wish I had some kind of OGs to show me the way so I wouldn't make some of the mistakes I made. But I really ain't had none. I've really been making it up as I go. I've really been YouTubing, like YouTube University, trying to figure it out on my own, taking the advice of people that's around me, and we just trying to
go off each other. Yeah,
exactly.
Man. Well, that's what it's about. Because throughout this journey, you have to learn yourself more than anybody.
Man,
you know
seriously.
What I mean? Like, I know through doing this platform, it's been man, ups, downs, and it doesn't get easier.
Yeah,
it does not. You know. With the music you make, how do you overcome writer's block? Because, you know, it's a very creative mind and, you know, writing is a part of this.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to touch grass, man. You got to go outside. You got to go outside and live a little bit. Whenever I get writer's block, I try to leave. I try to go somewhere, like whether it be Chicago, whether it be Hawaii, anywhere in between. Just go outside and be present in there. And then, like I remember, I lost my brother a couple years back. And then I made a song called Uncle Willie's Son 2.
Yeah.
And I was in Hawaii when I made that. I was on a plane on the way. I was in writer block. I couldn't think for real.
Yeah.
So always, if you're in writer block, man, touch grass, cut off that phone. Because I read somewhere that the best inspiration comes from being bored. And the problem with us today is none of us are bored. We always got this phone that we can alleviate our boredom from.
Definitely.
So just go outside and be present.
I'll tell you like this, and I did my music stint. I'll get back to it one day. Just for the
come
just,
on, man, let's do something
for real, dog. We could.
I'm serious,
but definitely. But that's what I did when I'd get writer's block.
Yeah,
it'd be like go outside.
Yeah,
go touch the grass.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but I love music, and I can see it all through your music. Because I mean, listening through the tracks that you put out on this album that you have out. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about this project that you just released.
Yeah. So I just dropped an album called Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. 15 tracks, about 40 minutes. I tried to keep it short and sweet, but also give you enough music where you can just ride.
Yeah.
The first song called Lil Larry, that everybody called me that growing up. My dad was Big Larry, and his dad was Older Larry. So,
wow.
So I tried to make Lil Larry the best version of what we can offer as a city from Milwaukee, right? Because the lyricism in there, I thought was like, oh, okay, this is crazy right here.
Yeah.
So I dedicated that song to my dad, like, I hope you're proud of what I was able to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just tried to do that throughout the whole album. I had different phases I was going through. I took like 2 years making this album, 2.5 years making this album, and I was just trying to make it the best thing Milwaukee can present to the world.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I want them to see this and be like, oh, no, that was one of the best albums I ever heard.
Yeah.
I don't care what you compare it to. You know what I mean? That's what I wanted people to see it as. So that was my intentions in going into it. I'm like, I'm going to create something that's going to last forever.
Definitely. What was your favorite track on the album?
It changes day by day. They all my babies.
Yeah,
I got 15 kids.
probably
today, it's probably Running with my homie, Holly May.
Yeah.
We all running from something.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I don't care how tough you is. You running from something. Some part of your life you don't want to face. And
It's scary, man. Yeah. Especially when you out here alone. You know what I mean? They always say it, man. The strangers support you more than than your family, bro. Like, I'll put it out there like that. It's, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin's the one who does all the editing for this. So, but it's like, man.
Shout out cuz, man.
You know, other than that, it's like, I love my family.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, with strangers, you have people more supportive. And
nah, yeah. I'm speaking of, like, strangers and supportiveness. My homegirl, Robin, she was a big supporter of me. She was a stranger at first, and she did the, she modeled in my Darth Vader video. And she passed away last week. She was in an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
And it hurt me, man, because it really hurt me for real, because, like, she would show up to all the shows. She would show up to all the gatherings, showing up to all these different things. Like we said, the family didn't even show up to.
Yeah.
So by and large, they come, like, extension, they become family. Like,
oh, for sure, man. Yeah,
you can see the vision I'm trying to do, and you help me. You trying to help me achieve it. I love you more than that. I love a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta give her a major shout out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be peaceful. I love her. You know, forever, man. I appreciate everything she did for us.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, hey, yeah. Most praise up high for her. You know, it's never easy when someone like that, especially so supportive.
Yeah.
Because it means a lot. You know, you do a show and you see someone there with a familiar face,
yeah.
Brings you more into that mode, more of that motivation to be on that stage, rocking it out.
Yeah.
The energy, it just changed the whole vibe. So
yeah.
Again, I'm sorry about Thank you, man. What are achievements or milestones that really stand out for you throughout this journey?
So we did Summerfest last year.
Okay.
And that was huge for me.
Okay.
That was a big milestone. But I think the biggest milestone probably be my mom listening to my music and liking it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was super dope to me. Like, it's been stuff a long way in between. But, like, that was probably the biggest thing. Because, like, when you start making music, you never know how your mom's going to take to it, hearing your real life from your perspective.
For sure.
And she took to it well. She understood where it was coming from. And she loved it. I ain't saying I'm one of her favorite artists. I think that's little baby. But, yeah. You know, it's good that, you know, she actually check out what I be playing.
Well, Ma loves your music, as should.
Amen, for real.
Man, well, you got past that block. Most parents don't even.
Man.
Depending on the music you write, man. Sheesh.
I try to write from the heart.
Oh, for sure.
So
man.
It's like.
I could tell, like, all through 15 tracks, man. Because yeah. I've listened to your album more than once. Man, I'll put that out there right now.
That's big, man. Thank you know, for real.
I could put it on, and it just, the way your tracks flow into the next.
Yeah.
It's like this continuous story, like, being told. And through that, it's just, from the melodies to the substance of the words, I'm really into lyricism. Like,
thank you.
You know what I mean? And most people, I love Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I got love for Jay-Z, but I'm a Nas guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's lyricism all day over thing. But yeah, man, music is, man, that's an extension of who you are.
Oh, for sure.
And the words. So, especially when you have your minds jamming out to it, that's a different type of energy.
Come on, man.
How do you feel Milwaukee is attributed to your success?
Greatly. I mean, I wouldn't be here talking to you if it wasn't for that. You know what I mean? For a little while, it felt like it took a little bit to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure every artist that come out from anywhere feel like it take a little while to get the ball rolling. Now everybody, you know, be like, hey, Mo, one of them, he can rap.
Yeah.
He can really do one of them. So it's like, it's cool, man. I don't care who you is, from XYZ to XYZ, everybody know Mo, right?
Yeah. What's your favorite part of Milwaukee that you love? You know, growing up here and
probably the lake, man. Probably the lake, man. Probably summertime lake vibes, lake 7 to 9.
Raffer.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Raffer Lake, man. It's probably gonna be the lake, man. You can't. It's just a core memory for me, man. It's just a lot of good times down there.
Yeah, man.
What's your favorite part of Milwaukee?
You know, it's definitely summertime.
Yeah.
I love Bayview.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
And here we are in Bayview, you know. But Bayview is it's a different type of vibe during the summer. And it's like got this artistic, it got this energy, chill on the hill.
Yeah.
You know, those are the type of events I'm on. And then, you know, the Revels, or you got Backyard, or, you know, Sabor Tropical. That's a salsa. It's a Puerto Rican restaurant that turns into a club at night. So it's right next door to Revels.
That's tough.
Yeah, go in there, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man.
But it's definitely a favorite part of, and it's just wearing the shorts, tank tops, and get it. It's summer.
Yeah, no, seriously, man, for real.
Yeah, man. Who have you collaborated with?
Of everybody.
Some of everybody.
But I got a rule, right? You send me the feature, I like it, I do it. Yeah. I ain't charging nobody from Milwaukee. It's always been free. It's been free from the beginning. Only thing I ask is put it out, man. Like, you know what I mean? Let's work. Don't vault my verses, man, because I take hours writing these verses sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I work with everybody. I got, like, people always hit me up and say, how much you charge for? I'd be like, nothing. Because I want that.
Yeah.
Like, man, what I look like charging somebody, man? We trying to make it together.
You know, and whenever I do these interviews, and just like I'm going to tell you right now, promote it.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
when it drops,
yeah,
promote it.
Yeah.
it's only gonna, it's we're both trying to make it here. And whether you're at that level already, help a young man out.
You know what I mean? For real. Like, cause like if my audience and your audience can see it together,
yep.
Some of my fans can become fans of you and vice versa. And this is what helping each other is supposed to be. If we're gonna climb out this place, we're gonna have to use each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I tell everybody, man. If you in the city, man, and you can afford it, even if you can't afford it, try to make work as much as you can with your fellow artists for free.
I say, man, this platform wouldn't be anything without people like you, or with people all around, locals.
Yeah.
Even now we're traveling out. This is going on year two. And now I'm traveling.
Congratulations.
You know what I mean?
Hit that button for me, man. Man, that's tough, man.
We traveled to, I just got back from Houston. Shelby McEwen, he's an Olympian.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to next month, Shane Mosley Jr. out in LA. He got a fight. He might be on a bout. I can't say what the bout is, and I don't wanna,
because
it's still in the works. Yeah. But at the same time, it's just to break these barriers. I just had that interview with Noel G from Fast and the Furious. It's just, man, consistency is huge, everything.
Man. Huge, man.
But I honestly, collaboration is big.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it on your own.
Nah.
And people need to understand that there's nothing wrong with sharing a spotlight.
Nothing.
Yeah, you're both going to create an energy. It's going to build. And guess what? The consumer is going to become attached if it's given out the 100%. Right way, who's a dream collab for you?
J. Cole. Everybody know.
Man.
You know what I mean?
You know, I do have a question in here, which you didn't even see, but how do you feel about the whole Kendrick, J. Cole? How do you feel about the apology?
Man, so look, I think the apology was the most J. Cole thing that we could expect, right?
For sure.
I was beating the drum for this man. I was like, man, don't nobody want no problems with Cole on top of his game. Him do that apology, it made me look crazy out here. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, for real. Same.
But I love the sport though. I ain't gonna lie. Part of me wanna see it because I love the sport, because I come from an age where all of the greats battle.
Yep.
Whether it be Tupac and Biggie, whether it be Nas and Jay-Z. The greats, if you want to be the best, you always battle whoever is deemed at the best at the time. So I thought this was that moment where we're gonna see Cole and Kendrick go into it. But then Drake came. Granted, I want the record to be shown. I always said Drake was gonna be the most dangerous person in this battle.
For sure.
Because he's the only one that's been tested.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, honestly, it was the most cold thing you could expect.
Yeah.
In a way, I wanted more.
Yeah.
But in a way, I'm okay with it. Cause you shouldn't be forced out of who you are to please others.
Yeah.
And I think that's a message that is just different and no one's ever expected it. Of course we want it.
Yeah.
But to see what has unraveled since with Kendrick and then Drake dropping Give Me 50.
Yeah.
Oh, I was waiting for like the official, like that's him.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of you got AI and all this.
Yeah.
But I've been telling everyone, I'm like, as far as my right now, because Kendrick just dropped Owl Hunting. I'm sorry, I'm going with Drake, man. Okay. Like it's
Drake.
It's.
I see. I think Drake got the upper hand right now.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of all three of these artists
for sure. Yeah, I am too.
But looking at the way Drake and Kendrick potentially could be going back and forth, I don't think there's a place for Cole in here. I think he liked them too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now I'll give round one to Drake.
Yeah.
Just because. His response was 3 minutes, and he was challenging everybody.
Dude, I didn't understand. Like, you know how it goes over your head? It's kind of like with Killshot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You didn't recognize any of those lines when you first heard it.
Yep.
But then you go to YouTubeversity, they break down the song, they break down the lyrics, and then you understand what was being said. And I am mind blown by what this man, Rick Ross, Metro,
everybody,
Kendrick, everybody.
Yeah.
It's you know what I mean? I am looking forward to it. As long as it doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, just music.
It's just, come on, guys. Yeah. Like, just, it's a sport.
Yeah.
Like you said, and he got it. I think Is it an album that he's going to be dropping soon?
I think so.
It's a hip hop is a competitive sport. That's a crazy name, but
it's true though.
Yeah, for real.
I think if you're going to be in hip hop, you have to welcome that aspect of it.
Yeah. In your opinion, what is hip hop missing?
I think hip hop needs to go back to like real visuals. We need to get back to real videos, like back in the 90s. Yeah. We saw Busta Rhymes really going, Missy Elliott really doing videos. I think we're getting too much into the popcorn videos.
Yeah,
I love the music right now, which is weird for a lot of people to say. I love music right now. I just think the visuals need to be a lot more. Take somebody somewhere. You know what I mean? Instead of just like, hey, we just doing this here. We're going to shoot this. Nah, man. Do a real video.
And for real, I mean, we grew up in an era of like the Fugees and Lauryn Hill, man. I remember being in front of my TV, second grade, bro.
Yep.
Second grade. You would have been in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Waiting in the morning before I go to school, I went to WCLL, Wisconsin Conservatory of Lifelong Learning.
Really?
Back when it was on 27th.
Really?
Yeah.
My fiance went there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went there, and before I go to school, it was Nas and Lauryn Hill. If I rule the world. Mm-mm. And then, you know, Ready or Not was out, and, you know, it was either on VH1 or MTV. I think those moments of watching those videos, any videos from Backstreet Boys to Madonna to, you know what I mean? Even let's throw Celine Dion in there. But, you know, hip hop artist, Big Pun, you know, obviously Diddy right now. Yeah. A little hot in the.
No Diddy. You know what I mean?
No Diddy. But, you know, that those type of. That was an era, man. Like, just waiting for the next video to drop. Yeah, so, man. I do agree with you on that, man.
Yeah.
Visuals are a big thing. And I'm looking forward to you to drop this.
Oh,
some.
Yeah, for sure. We got some crazy stuff on the way.
Yeah, who you rocking with? Gonzalez?
Oh, yeah, always. You know, Gonzalez is doing majority of my stuff, and Ray shot it. Me and him always link on some stuff.
Ray Shotty, that's my boy, man. We had him on the platform. He definitely. I want to redo his interview just because, man, this guy never stops working.
Oh man, I'm telling you. When I tell you, I got a different appreciation for like videographers now.
Yeah.
Like one of my best friends is a videographer, and Ray. I've known Ray so long at this point. When I tell you, they work hard.
Yeah.
Like Ray was shooting with me one time. He's like, "All right, I'm done. I'm finna head to the next shoot." I was like, "You got another shoot?" And he had came from a shoot before mine.
Yeah.
And he just boom, boom, booming. And I'm like, "Hey, I respect the grind because anybody know, man. If you work, he's working. Like,
yeah.
Like there's like you don't know work until you see engineers, the people that make the song.
Yeah.
The videographers. I'm telling you, nobody working like them.
You know, to be honest with you, like I. He it's with every video he comes out with, it's a different look.
Yeah.
It's a different energy. It's, bro, I am a fan.
Yeah.
I will be a fan. So shout out to Ray Shotty.
Shout out to Ray Shotty, man.
That man on the grind. I look up to that though.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel music all in all has had an impact on your life?
Oh, man. So, man, music is my life.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd probably even still be here if it wasn't for music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I might have been involved in some stuff I shouldn't be involved in. Or like, I had a lot of mental issues when my dad passed. And then my brother passed. It was bad on me again. Because I had COVID for the first time and I got real, real sick. And I was in the bed when he passed away. And music got me through both of those situations.
Yeah.
Like I was able to rap about it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I was able to talk about it, get my thoughts out.
Emotion brings out some of the best work, man, if not the best work.
Man, you know? I'm telling you, like, I got a song called Chick-fil-A Groovy on the album.
Yeah.
And I started writing that literally after my brother had passed away. And everybody telling me, bro, that was one of the craziest little schemes that you ever came with as an artist. And I was like, damn, that only came from like...
It's sorrow and hurt and pain. And then... It's crazy. Sorry about your brother too. Thank you, man. You know, but I've noticed like in some of the music I've written, I got a song and it's called Ride With.
Yeah.
And It was written after the Sherman Park.
Yeah.
As a minority, at the time I was homeless.
Yeah.
I didn't have my footing on the ground. I was going through stuff. And then to be a minority out here, it really resonated with me. I made a song off of that. And I will tell you, I'll let you listen to
it.
For but,
sure.
It's probably, if not my best that I've ever written because of just the what I was talking about and how I connected it to me. And it just gives this different type of perspective, but it was all off of pain. It was all off. So I always say emotion is, that'll bring out the very best out of you.
Man, I agree.
Definitely, man, it's... music is music. Music is a lifesaver, man.
Man, for real.
Where do you see yourself in the next five?
In these conversations, people talking about who the best rapper. That's where I see myself in the next 5 years.
There we go.
We're going to be in these conversations of, is he better than so-and-so? I don't know if he got enough work out. One of them barbershop conversations.
Yeah.
But honestly, though, like, doing this full-time. Like, I own a business right now. But if I could do music full-time, I would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... We're working on it. We're on the path to it. We're going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep being consistent like you have been.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to be.
There you go.
Doing this for a living, man.
I love it, man. And believe me, you got a fan in me. So I will be looking for upcoming projects. I'm pretty sure you're just promoting this project.
Yes, sir.
Right now. But as soon as you do start releasing singles, man, I'll be there for sure. But any advice, this is the question we always work for, like, what advice would you give to aspiring artists, musicians, youth?
You're not always right,
and
you're always right.
Yep.
If you got to be somewhere in that middle always. Like, you got to be willing to take advice and understand what advice isn't for you.
Yeah. The structure criticism.
Yeah. Like in the beginning, it could feel like a personal attack. But when you can separate yourself from, like, that wasn't an attack on me. This is just something I need to work on. Like, like a basketball player. Oh, you need to get in the gym more. You need to put more shots up.
Yeah.
Same thing with the artistry. This is good, but you can always be better. Never let people blow your head up like, bro, you're the best ever.
Yeah.
Just keep working, bro. Keep working. So that's the best advice I can give you is believe in yourself and also believe in those around you.
Man. Well, hey, Mo, I truly... truly appreciate you.
Thank you.
Coming onto the platform. I truly appreciate what you stand for with your music.
Appreciate it.
I could tell, you know, there's well thought into the music you put out.
Yeah.
And the quality is, like I said, priceless.
Man, thank you, man. Shout out Tay the Don, man.
Hey, let's do this for him, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
What are ways people can get a hold of you?
You can follow me everywhere at MOCITYSW. Oh, yeah. Everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, at Mo City Howard. I'm everywhere. And I follow back. I'm not weird. I write back. Just get in contact with me, man. We're gonna chop it up.
All right. Well, thank you again. And with that, Spearhead out.